Shonapot, good morning. I am so pleased to be here and thankful for this opportunity. It is always a privilege to bring the word of the Lord. And it is a special privilege this morning in this setting to be the one to share God's word with you. So thank you. I also come and bring greetings on behalf of my family. My son Joshua and his wife worshipped and met with you here, and we're so thankful. And especially my parents, Dr. Bruce and Kay Klein, send you all their love. Again, greetings and many thank you to you for this opportunity. And now will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, we pray, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen. Imádkozunk, hogy a mi szánkban beszédei, vagy szavai, a szívünknek gondolatai, a te szemedben elfogadottak legyenek, Úram. Te vagy a mi szívánk, és amit megváltunk.
Amen. Amen. I have a vivid childhood memory of sitting in front of a black and white TV screen.
Nagyon élénk gyermekkori emlékem van arról, amikor ülök szembe egy fekete-fehérben.
And I was watching a children's show. But it wasn't very good TV show. But it didn't matter to me because at the end of the show, every time the teacher would stop and say, I see David and Jimmy and Anne and Susie. I see Gabor and Margit and Avery and Michael. And every time I would wait, watching the TV screen, wait and wait and wait.
És ahányszor csak néztem ezt a műsort, mindig nagyon vártam, vártam és vártam.
I was waiting for her to say, I see Celeste.
Vártam, hogy azt mondja, hogy látom Celeste-t.
But my name is not a very common name.
De az én nem mondtam egy nagyon gyakori név.
And so I never heard it.
Úgyhogy soha nem hallottam tőle.
But as I think back to that childhood memory, I don't think I'm all that different today. Today we dress in grown-up clothes and we use more sophisticated language and we have bigger toys. But our deep desire is for someone to see us. We want someone to know us inside and out. And apparently the people who wrote that TV show for children understood. So today's text from Acts chapter 3 speaks to the power of seeing. So let's spend some time in the text at the beautiful gate.
Töltsünk egy kis időt az éves kapunál, amikor ez a szakasz.
But before we do, it's important to remember that this text from Acts chapter 3 follows Pentecost immediately.
De mielőtt ezt megtennénk, fontos tudni, hogy az előtt fejezet, a második van a üdvözről esik szó.
So just prior to this scene, we hear of a violent wind from heaven.
Tehát mielőtt ez a jelenetre sok kerül, most már elolvasunk, azelőtt egy erős tél keletkezett a mennyből.
And tongues of fire resting on the heads of those gathered.
És azok már, hogy összegyűltek, a felé felett lányjának jelentek meg.
And the Holy Spirit is poured out on the faithful, and they speak in other tongues. And Peter gets up and interprets the scene and preaches, and thousands are saved, and the church is born. So today's text is what immediately follows that scene of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So hear the word of the Lord from Acts chapter 3. Peter and John were going up to the temple at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the established prayer time. Meanwhile, a man crippled since birth was being carried in, and every day people would place him at the temple gate, known as the Beautiful Gate, so he could ask for money from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he began to ask them for a gift, and Peter and John stared at him. And Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gazed at them, expecting to receive something, and Peter said, "I don't have any money, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise up and walk." And then he grabbed the man's right hand and raised him up. And at once his feet and ankles became strong. And jumping up, he began to walk around and entered the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people who saw him recognized him as the one who sat at the temple gate asking for money. And they were filled with amazement and surprise at what had happened to him.
Péter és János pedig együtt mentek fel a templomba az imádkozásnak órájára 9-re. És hoztak egy embert, aki az ő anyjának méhétől fogva sánta volt, akit minden nap leszoktak tenni a templom kapujánál, melyet égesnek neveznek, hogy kérjen alamizsnát azoktól, akik bemennek a templomba. Ez mikor látta, hogy Péter és János a templomba akarnak bemenni, kért ő alamizsnát. Péter pedig, mikor szemeit rávetette Jánossal egyben, mondta: "Nézd, mire áll." Az alakok helyett figyelt rájuk, remélve, hogy valamit kap tőlük. Péter pedig mondta: "Ezüstöm és aranyom nincsen nékem, hanem amin van, azt adom néked. A názáreti Jézus Krisztus nevében kelj fel és járj." És ők jobb kezénél fogva felemelte, és azonnal megerősödtek az ő lábai és bokái. És felszökén megállt és járt, és bement előtt a templomba, járkálva és szögdelve és dicsérve az Isten. És látta őt az egész nép, hogy jár és dicséri az Isten. És megismerték őt, hogy ő volt az, aki alaminál jutott a templomnak éges kapjában. És megtelt a csodálkozással, és azon való elmélkedással, ami történt ő vele.
Notice at the beginning of this text that Pentecost had just happened, but the scene still seems very much status quo. Peter and John are in the habit of going to prayer, same time, same place where it was customary, every day, going 3 times for prayer.
Péter és János megőrzik ezt a szokásokat, hogy minden nap ugyanabban az időben elmennek a templomba, abban az időben 3-szor is mentek napközben.
So this infilling of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost doesn't take away their need for prayer, rather the opposite.
Úgyhogy ez a szentélekkel való bekövetkezés nem vette el ezt a mindennapi szokásokat, az imádkozási rutinjukat épp ellenkezőleg.
They still go to temple, they still pray, and in so doing, they put themselves in a place for the Holy Spirit to work.
Még mindig mennek, továbbra is mennek a templomba, továbbra is imádkoznak, és így egy olyan helyre helyezik magukat, ahol a Szentlélek tud munkálkodni rajtuk keresztül.
So we have the same people in the same places. Peter and John going into the temple to pray. And some friends carrying in a lame man to the spot at the temple where he was put every day to beg. And then the man himself, lame from birth, at the same place he sat daily, the temple gate called Beautiful, doing the same old gig of asking for money. So we have this impressive, massive, beautiful entrance to the temple gate described as 75 feet of Corinthian brass with silver and gold. But everyday people are here doing their everyday tasks like begging.
A tárgy az egy gyönyörű kapu volt, de az emberek a mindennapi életüket érték előtte, mint például ez az ember, aki alamizsnát kért.
So let's think about what it might be like to be in his place.
Kicsit gondolkodjunk el arról, hogy milyen lehet a helyében lenni.
His entire life was one of dependence. No way to walk on his own, no way to move. He depended on the charity of others. And he spent every day at the same place, at the gate to the temple, not inside, at the gate.
És minden napot ugyanott töltött, a templom kapujában, nem bent a templomban, hanem a templom előtt.
And every day he watched people coming and going in and out of the temple gate.
És minden nap látta az embereket bemenni és kijönni a templom kapuján keresztül.
What might it be like to sit and watch, but never go in?
Milyen lehetett ott ülni és ott látni, de soha nem belépni?
I think he was one of the invisible people we are surrounded by every day. He was ignored, insulted, and an outcast because of his physical deformity. He was there, but he was not known or seen. But notice at the end of the passage how much is different.
De majd meglátjuk, hogy ennek a szakasznak a végén mennyire másképpen festett.
The lame man can now walk.
A bénán ember meg tud járni.
And instead of just sitting at the temple gate, he now can enter on his own.
És ahelyett, hogy ott ülne a templom kapujáról, már saját tereiből be tud lépni.
And he is walking and jumping and praising God. And the people who see him are astounded and filled with wonder. And the text tells us that Peter then preaches in Jesus' name, and then he and John land in jail, and this is not an ordinary day at the Beautiful Gate.
És Péter megadja a lehetőséget, hogy Jézus Krisztus hatalmára prédikáljon, és aztán majd később látjuk, hogy a negyedik versben, vagy a negyedik szakaszban ugyanak következményeként be tudják őket, tehát ez nem egy fokányos nap.
So what is different today? What happened?
Tehát mi a különbözik a mai, mi különbözik a mai napot szokítól, mi történt?
Peter and John had walked past this beggar many times, but what was different today?
Péter és János nagyon sokszor elmentek már ellent a kórus mellett, de mi az, ami a mai napon különbség volt?
This day, what is different is Peter and John are filled with the Holy Spirit. So how does this happen, this change, and how does this newness occur? What specifically facilitates this miracle? The text gives us important clues. In verse 3, the text says, the beggar saw Peter and John. In Greek, the word is horeo. And then in verse 4, it says, Peter looked at him, or stared at him. In Greek, the word is ateniso.
A negyedik vers azt mondja, hogy Péter a szemeit rávetette a kórusra, ami görögül hangzik, hogy átlenozó.
But this is not a casual glance.
De ez nem egy könnyed pillantás.
This is a focused, leaning in, intense look.
Ez egy nagyon erősen koncentrálva odafigyelő, intenzív.
And then in verse 4, Peter says, look at us. And a new Greek verb here, blepo, we find the third Greek verb. And then in verse 5, the text says the man looked or gave them his attention, epeko in Greek.
Az ötödik versben, amikor azt olvassuk, hogy rájuk figyelt ez az ember, ezt a epeko így mondja görög.
He had already seen them in verse 3.
Már az ötödik versben meglátta őket.
But now he turns his attention to look.
De most a figyelmet is felhívja fordítva.
In 3 verses, we have 4 iterations of the idea of seeing.
Tehát 3 versen belül négy különböző ismétlését látjuk annak a fogalomnak.
And something is happening in the text.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy történik valami ebben a szakaszban.
What is different today about Peter and John? The routine act of walking to the beautiful gate with a routine beggar routinely asking for money is interrupted. And Peter and John now see him. With new, spirit-filled eyes, they see the man who has been in their path for years.
Az új szemlélet által megtöltött szemeinkkel, vagy megvilágosodott szemeinkkel, most először hosszú évek után meglátják azt az embert, aki mindig ott ül előttük.
He is no longer just the same old man asking for money.
Ez nem ugyanaz az ember, aki mindig pénzt kér tőlük.
He is no longer invisible. In fact, they zero in on him. The text says, ateniso. And they see him with a look that goes beyond his clothing or his skin or his deformity.
És olyan tekintettel látják, ami az ő ruhái, a bőre, vagy a hiányosságra.
Post Pentecost, at the beautiful gate, Peter and John see for the first time. The text says, interestingly, he looked at them expecting something.
Az ötödik versben azt mondja a szöveg, hogy rájuk nézett a kórus, mert valamire számított tőlük.
And we say that is a bait and switch.
Ezt mi úgy hívjuk, amikor bedobjuk a csalit, és valami sokkal nagyobbat fogunk, mint amire számítunk.
He was asking for a sip from a straw. And he's fed with a fire hose. But what he gets is something far better than what he could have ever dreamt. Something more than he had courage to ask for. He had never walked, but he looked up expecting something. And Peter tells him, I'm not giving you money, what the world believes is powerful. Peter has no money. But he proclaims, what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And for the first time, he walks. But better yet, the scene isn't just about healing. Note that the man, Peter takes the man by his right hand. The right hand, a symbol of power. And Peter's touch acknowledges this man as an equal. And as he is healed, the man walks through the temple gate with Peter and John through the gate into God's presence. And his walking becomes leaping. And his leaping becomes praising. And this is the real climax of this story. He was created to praise God. But it all starts when he is seen. So if we don't hear anything else today, hear this. By the Holy Spirit, it is possible for the unsightly and the hidden and the ugly to be seen and known. And as our brokenness is seen, the Holy Spirit empowers healing. The Holy Spirit empowers new praise-filled community. And the Holy Spirit empowers us to enter God's presence. There's a tradition in some African cultures to greet one another in a very interesting way. It is customary when we greet someone in the United States to say, hello, how are you? Though we rarely wait to hear the real answer. But in this African culture, instead they say, greetings, I see you. Julcsi, I see you.
Julcsi, látlak.
Rick, I see you.
Rick, látlak.
Friends, I see you.
Barátaim, látlak, nem
vagyok. It's different kind of greeting.
Ez azért másfél előtt.
Because there is power in being seen.
Mert hatalom alapban látnak bennünket.
So today I don't know which one of these characters is you. Maybe you're like the friends who bring the lame man to the gate. You go through the motions every day, bringing someone before God, but you don't really know if there's any hope for change. Or maybe you're like Peter and John before the Holy Spirit vision. And we go through the motions every day. The good habits of praying, but we don't look outside the bubble. Or maybe you know what it feels like for your pain to be invisible. And to sit at the beautiful gate, waiting, waiting, waiting. Not able to enter somehow God's presence. Asking for something little. But what we really need is God's life-changing spirit. Whichever one you are today, my friends, God is here by His Holy Spirit. And by His Spirit, we can believe in the Holy Spirit of Pentecost to change us. And He can open our eyes and give us new vision and raise us up by the right hand and draw us into His presence, call us through the beautiful gate into His healing, loving presence and in God's presence. We can leap for joy and dance in praise. May it be so. May it be so. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.